Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the Lesser Prairie Chicken. Back on that for you today in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cattle eat the Safeguard and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh, looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy, drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Ranchers and other folks are celebrating the decision by the Obama administration to abandon its efforts to list the Lesser Prairie Chicken as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act, the ESA, dropping its appeal of a Texas federal court's ruling that vacated the listing. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, one of several lawmakers that praised the decision by the Obama administration. Senator Inhofe saying the Obama administration's decision not to appeal the district court ruling, throwing out the listing of the Lesser Prairie Chicken as a threatened species, is welcome and different news from this administration. The court's decision to vacate the listing is a win for Oklahoma, the four other states, conservation agencies, and our local and industry partners who have committed funding and other resources to implement a conservation plan. Ethan Lane, who's the executive director of the Public Lands Council and works with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital, says it is good news that we've got this particular ruling. He talked with us earlier this spring about the Lesser Prairie Chicken as a prime example of how we've got the battle between private and public interest.
Yeah, the Lesser Prairie Chicken is a great example of kind of where the Endangered Species Act debate is in 2016. You have a variety of industry and landowner groups that came together to try to conserve this species and avoid a listing under the Endangered Species Act. You had unprecedented conservation efforts go into effect before the listing, and despite those efforts, the Fish and Wildlife Service saw fit to list the Lesser Prairie Chicken as threatened regardless. A court has subsequently found that listing was not appropriate because they did not evaluate that preemptive conservation effectively.
Most certainly very positive that the Obama administration has decided not to appeal that district court ruling regarding the Lesser Prairie Chicken's threatened species status. The issue now is going forward, will the Fish and Wildlife Service really leave everything alone and allow the conservation program to work?
Well, we're waiting now to see where the Fish and Wildlife Service is going to go, if they're going to go back into the process of evaluating whether a listing is necessary under the Endangered Species Act. Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, who administer the range-wide plan for the Lesser Prairie Chicken, are doing a new population count now. As I understand it, we'll see some numbers coming out in the next few months. And from what I've heard, preliminary numbers are showing some massive population gains in some of the eco-regions where that plan is playing out. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Fish and Wildlife Service can do the right thing here and let this plan work and let landowners do what they're doing to conserve this bird, or if they're going to feel the pressure to put a listing in place regardless of whether it's needed or not.
For now, though, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, Oklahoma Cattlemen, and others cheering the end of the threatened species listing of the Lesser Prairie Chicken. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.